Which Egypt do we root for? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Egypt is one of those pretend democracies where the same party and the same president always wins. Almost all the money is controlled by a few privileged people at the top, and half the population lives on $2 a day. At some point, people get fed up.
It's about freedom of expression and corruption and abuse, but above all, it's about unemployment and the price of food.
So, is the United States going to urge our pal, President Mubarak, to embrace real democracy? I remember when democracy was the universal cure.
Democracy can open up the world's eyes to reality.
Except in Egypt's case. You know who's waiting in the wings if Egypt holds truly open elections. The Muslim Brotherhood, whose motto is, Allah is our objective, the Prophet is our leader, Quran is our law, jihad is our way, dying in the way of Allah is our highest hope. And they're not exactly friends with Israel either. The Brotherhood has now been joined in the streets by a much more diverse group of protesters, but the fear is that if Mubarak goes down, the Muslim Brotherhood takes over and Egypt becomes Iran 2.0. So what to do? Well, President Obama has called for civility. But it was Egypt's imposed political civility that got it into trouble in the first place. All the debates became meaningless, and when they started getting meaningful this week, the government imposed the ultimate civility by shutting down the internet. And let me just check here. Nope, it's not working. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.